Do you vote in all elections, federal, state, and local? Some people vote in federal elections only, like president, senators, House of Representatives, perhaps because they think those elections are more important. Interesting. Others vote in federal and state, like for governor and state senate and legislative representatives, but unfortunately, very few, and in most cases nowhere near the majority of eligible voters vote local. Do you? I wonder why that is, because in so many ways, local elections may be the most important, the most impactful, directly so on the lives of local citizens. But again, do you vote? So many, far too many citizens do not vote. In fact, almost 50% of eligible voters do not bother to vote. Isn't that shocking? They are withdrawn from the process, hardened and turned off to politicians, by political corruption, by self-serving and egocentric individuals, power-hungry. So they stay home on election day. Why bother to vote, they say, when nothing happens? Nothing really changes except bad change, like Obama change. But again, no change, no real progress happens. So many Americans believe their vote is irrelevant. It really doesn't matter. After all, it's only one vote, so I will stay home, says this non-voter, really un-American eligible voter, especially if the weather is bad. After all, what difference does one vote make? But the vote is the power of the people. It is your and my ultimate power, our ability to control our country, our states, and our local governments, and to effectuate our beliefs, our concerns, and our priorities for America. That's why we vote. And that's real power. But voting can also strongly influence others to vote, and perhaps to vote like you. We the voters have the power of persuasion, even if it is only two or three gathered together to think alike and vote alike and make something happen, some small thing happen. And that is real power. That is the spread of responsibility to democracy and to the realization and preservation of the American dream. The vote is the most powerful expression of democracy. So, I ask again, do you vote? And if you don't, why not? Why not? America, like every democratic society and culture and civilization, always has potential. Always. America is always a work in progress. Its citizens moving this great country in the right direction, hopefully. Polls time and again ask American voters whether or not, in fact, our great country is politically heading in the right direction. And so many say no. And so many of these naysayers don't even bother to vote. What a stunning and disappointing fact. But a vote to be meaningful must be informed. A true voter is one fully educated and informed regarding the issues, the platforms, the candidates, and, of course, the political parties. So many people simply vote emotionally, stereotypically, simply Democrat or Republican, for example. No matter the candidates or the issues, there are those that are lifelong Democrats, voters who would never even think about voting for anyone other than a Democrat. And of course, the very same for Republicans. And then there are those who are liberal or radically liberal, or those who are conservative or so-called ultra-conservative. They will only vote, these so-called extreme conservatives, for a true conservative. And if that is not an option, these potential voters just simply do not bother to vote. I do hope and pray that you are not one of them. Again, do you vote? And then there are voters who vote in the majority for a certain type of special candidate. There were many, many people, for example, in 2008 and 2012 who voted for Barack Hussein Obama because he was black, or rather, at least half black. Those voters were willing to ignore the white half of Obama and settle for a half black president better than nothing. There are those who champ at the bit to vote for Hillary Clinton. Why? because she would be America's first female president, no matter her qualifications or the qualifications of her opponents. This year, there may be the opportunity to elect an Hispanic for president, one such as Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. There may even be the opportunity to elect an avowed and open socialist, oy vey, a senator in our very own political system, you know, Bernie Sanders, who does not believe in democracy, but rather socialism. Wow. And then there is the non-politician, the one-of-a-kind Donald Trump. Businessman, street smart, by the way, billionaire, big time, loud and aggressive, the prototypic anti-politician, anti-establishment, especially the old guard Republican establishment party. Obama brought a philosophic and radical change to politics and consequently the presidency. But there may be an even more radical change to the presidency if that is possible, I wonder. If any of these interesting and quite different candidates are elected and become president. What a month November 2016 will be, don't you think? By the way, do you vote? And will you? It almost really matters not who they are, what they are like, or what they say they believe. There is not now, nor has there ever been, a candidate who runs for the office of President of the United States of America who hasn't made campaign promises never really fulfilled when elected, perhaps never even really intended to be fulfilled. There are those who even hide, cover up their real intentions. Did Obama do that? Real political beliefs. Many think Obama was that kind of candidate. I just thought I'd mention that again. Wielding the unbelievable power of the presidency to accomplish that hidden agenda. Millions may have voted for Obama without really understanding his political platform or his personal philosophy, and certainly not what he meant by change. Hardly anyone could foresee how radical this president would be. He kept that well hidden. So we can vote because we are philosophically committed, conservative or liberal. We can vote because we are party-rooted and forever committed, like Democrat and Republican. We can vote by issue, whether social, such as abortion first, or political, smaller and less controlling government, or more government and more control, no matter the cost to individual freedoms. America is a fascinating experiment in power and democracy, in politics and potentiality, and it is formed in so many ways by voters who may be uninformed or vote for emotional and subjective reasons. It may well be that American voters never crystallized their thinking or their beliefs or their values and priorities until such time as government detrimentally intrudes on those lives, such as with taxes, far more taxes than any American thinks he should pay, or perhaps when a government and the judicial system espouses a non-traditional, so-called constitutional right, such as gay marriage, nowhere in the Constitution. So again, the question, whatever your motivation and beliefs may be, do you vote? And why do you vote? And for whom and for what do you vote? Do you think about it? Are you an educated, informed voter? You should be. That, again, is the most important part and privilege of citizenship. Sadly, so many Christians just don't vote. Christians do not vote. So many have withdrawn from the political system, declaring themselves citizens, not of this earth, but heavenly, celestial citizens, so to speak. Wow, where did that come from? These non-voting, withdrawing Christians see the affairs of this world as unredeemable, corrupt, and so they just withdraw. But they do not submit to or become an intelligent part of the authority of the political system, even though Christians are in essence commanded to so participate, as the Apostle Paul has indicated in Romans chapter 13. God has ordained Christians who live here as Americans, Democrats in that sense, that we are part of a democracy, God ordained, which carries with it the privilege and the duty to vote. but so many Christians don't see it that way. But I think they should. It is perhaps more of a requirement and privilege for Christians to vote than perhaps even others. And voting protects the equality of all people and the right to speak and be heard. Americans, by voting, protect the rights of the First Amendment, including and especially freedom of speech, the freedom to spread the gospel and to protect the Constitution, which gives Christians the right to do so. And by voting, it is the opportunity of any Christian to select and support the right leaders, the better moral candidates, and those who will lead and make decisions guided by truth and fact. All that is required for evil to prevail is for good men and women to do nothing, to abandon the political arena. And nothing is more like nothing than not voting. Like one grain of salt, one vote is powerful. It does, in fact, make a difference. It does. It makes a difference in and of itself, and in terms of motivating others to do what is right. We live in one grand country, a lifestyle the very best in all of history. That is our incredible privilege, and we should protect and defend the lifestyle opportunities which God has given us. Non-voting shows indifference to America, its potentiality, and to the solution of its problems, and to democratic citizenship. You are, say many, a citizen of this great country because God so ordained, at least for Christians. Therefore, it follows that Christians should participate and consequently vote, because voting is therefore part of the stewardship of a Christian. Good works for the good of America. And as one writer has well said, to waste a vote is to squander a gift. To waste a vote is to squander a gift. Many Christians think that even Jesus Christ commanded Christians to fulfill the responsibility of citizenship as part of the involvement with and participation in civil authority and government. The words of Jesus Christ, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's." Well, Caesar wants people to vote, so we should vote. Render means involvement, participation, fulfilling the requirements of a democracy, chief of which, again, is to vote. And so I ask again, do you vote? Do you vote? And if not, why not? You should not, say so many, reap the benefits of this great society, this one-of-a-kind democracy, unless you participate and you vote. And now come elections 2016, federal, state, and local, but especially federal. Every 4 years, we elect a president. That seems to stimulate the most voting interest and participation, more so than any other kind of election, federal, state, or local. There are millions who think that this election, November 2016, is the most important, the most critical presidential election ever. And I, for one, agree. Americans will, in effect, choose whether or not to move this great country farther down the Obama road with the election of Clinton or Sanders, or change course. Change back by the election of a president who will, in fact, change course, such as Trump, or Cruz, or Rubio, or perhaps even Carson. The 4 years 2017 to 2020 will forever form what America will be for the long term, so many think. There will be the replacement of Supreme Court justices. Oh, is that so critical? And they will be essentially liberal or conservative, depending upon the president, the one who appoints them. Foreign policy will be made anew or continued on. Social policies will change more so the Obama way or back to more traditional and constitutional American values. Your vote and mine in November will in so many ways be a one-of-a-kind vote, more critical than ever. Whether Christian or not, you are an American, and it should be both a privilege and a duty for you to vote. Oh, please vote. And now come the primaries. Hey, they're off to a roaring start, are they not? We have Iowa. We have New Hampshire. We're about to get South Carolina and Nevada. And finally, we the people can be free of political speculation and debates and polls and trends and possibilities. We the people, we now take charge and tell the country and the politicians what we think and what we want in the way of leaders. Primary voting in New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, and Iowa, and the rest of our beloved country up to and including June 14th will indicate how Americans think and feel about their own future. And that will be so very exciting and rewarding, will it not? Oh, I love this political season because finally Americans are aroused and participate and hopefully vote. And I would hope and pray for the largest voting turnout ever in the history of American elections in November 2016. And I pray that you are one of those voters.